Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Chapter 10. Go Hard or Go Home. The following morning, I woke up to a particularly familiar bed in a particularly familiar room. I definitely had way too much ale the night before. I sat at the edge of the bed, contemplating the day's schedule ahead. Not only that, but waking up yet again to an empty bed was definitely saddening. I desperately missed my girl back home. I don't know how time here coincides with time back on Earth, but I missed her like crazy. I don't know how long I'll stay here, but for the most part, I did plan on eventually going home. Unless there was a way to zap her here. Then screw it, we'll just stay here permanently. She might be pissed as hell for bringing her here, but then again, she was also in the games too from time to time. She just wasn't a hardcore gamer like I was. Definitely something to think about when we visit that alchemist shop this morning, I thought. I got dressed and went out into the thin wooden hallway to Waddell's room, which happened to be next to mine. That I do remember. How could I forget? All I heard was moans and screaming, a lot coming from him, which baffled me, but I was too drunk to care. I knocked on his door, and a few long moments later, he opened the door. He was completely naked, looking hungover, and just said,
"Is it time to go already? I just woke up,"
with a hungover, groggy voice. I glanced past him, seeing the waitress butt naked sleeping on the bed half covered in silk sheets.
"You got silk sheets?" I asked, jealous.
"Whoa, dude, it must be really cold inside your room." I laughed quickly, trying not to look down, but damn it, how couldn't I?
"I'm a grower, not a shower, Earthling. I happen to be called the Elfin Tripod back in my forest home, just so you know. Damn, it hurts."
"What? Did you get jumped or attacked or something? Why didn't you come get me?" I replied.
"No,"
he said, rubbing the back of his head, looking confused.
"My ass hurts."
Just as he said that, Ivory shifted her body lazily, still asleep on the mattress. And luck be a lady, she was no lady.
"Dude, look."
I motioned with my finger to Waddell. He turned, and his mouth dropped in complete shock. Moments passed, and he turned back to me and simply said,
"We will never speak of this again,"
and shut the door in my face. I was dumbfounded, but couldn't help but laugh at my friend's expense. "Wow," is all I could mutter, and I turned and leaned against the hallway wall. 30 or so minutes later, Waddell opened the door, stepping out, and acted as if nothing had even happened.
"So, where to?"
Well, if he didn't want to dive into it, neither shall I. "Well, I need to get to that alchemist shop pronto to see what spells they have for sale or for trade. I'm hoping fire is in stock at the very least." We stepped outside from the White Dragon onto a bustling village full of life. Merchants were now open for business in every direction, and the streets were crowded with their residents. Remembering the guard's directions from the day prior, we needed to walk back down the main walkway and turn right until we see that water well and turn left. I don't know how I remembered all that after last night's drinking fest, but I did. We walked past several merchants trying to get our attention for a quick sale, but we paid them no mind. I had one thing in mind, and until I got to the magic shop, there would be no distractions if I could help it. We arrived at the shop with a sign that read, "Rim Job Works," on a circular wooden sign, and we had stepped inside.
"How could I be of service today, my friends? My name is Tawab. Are you looking for anything in particular today?"
The caramel-colored man greeted us from behind his counter. He was a tiny fellow, a gnome if I had to guess, with a dark brown skin complexion, bald head, and a furry black mustache. For some odd reason, I felt if I had just entered closing my eyes, hearing him, I would have sworn I had just stepped inside a 7-Eleven by how he sounded. "Yes, I am looking for what magic book spells you have to offer. I am partially adept to fire magic, but only when in gear. Do you have anything that's permanent with or without my armor?" I asked the fine gentleman.
Yes. Come, I show you the spell shelf."
I followed him over to the shelf rack at the corner of the store. There I saw several tomes books, grabbed the first and analyzed it. "You have found the Spellbook of Earth. For who reads this spellbook will gain the skill of Earth Lore Magic with a plus 15 in planting and a plus 15 in discovering herbs and minerals. Weight, 1.3 kilograms. Magic, Earth. Item class, above average." "Huh. That wouldn't be a bad idea if I was to settle here, buy some land or a home and start harvesting my own vegetation," I thought. I set it down and grabbed the next book. "You have found the Spellbook of Fire. For who reads this spellbook will gain the skill in fire magic with a plus 15 damage against all reptilian races and a plus 15 damage against all dead creatures. Weight, 1.36 kilograms. Magic, Earth. Item class, above average."
Cha-ching!
That is exactly what I was looking for. But I tried my best to keep my poker face as I could see Tawab steadily watching my every move. I set the book down and picked up the next spellbook. "You have found the Spellbook of Summoning. For who reads this spellbook will gain a one-time summoning of one person or creature to you from anywhere in the known universe. This is a one-time use spell and cannot be reversed. Once the spell is read, you simply have to think of the individual you wish to summon, and they will be brought directly to you no matter where they may be. Weight, 1.3 kilograms. Magic, summoning, item class, above average."
Holy smokes!
Is this telling me what I think it's telling me? So with this spell, I could technically summon any friend or family member from back home here to this world with me? This was something I had to have. My girl has been on my mind deeply, and she loves horror movies and also enjoys a game or two with me back home. Why wouldn't I zap her sexy ass here with me and live here instead of me just going back? I mean, the main reason I was even considering going back to my world was primarily due to the fact that I missed her. If my place is here, then shit, I'll bring her here with me. There was always the other hand that she would kick my ass and hate me forever for basically kidnapping her beyond kidnapping. But on the other hand, maybe, just maybe, she'd be okay with it. How much for the fire magic?" I asked.
"Oh yes, I see you found it. That there is a very special fire magic. From what I've been told, it allows you to create just about anything in your hands just by a simple thought. Very rare item, sir. But for you, I would let it go for 40 gold coins.
"Ouch," I said. "Come on, Tawab, work with me here. What if I wanted to buy in bulk? What kind of deal could you give me?"
"Yes. If you were interested in something else,
I might be able to make the deal more interesting. What did you have in mind besides the fire magic, sir? We have several more here in stock.
Well, what if I wanted to buy all three of these spells right now? The fire, the summoning, and the harvesting spells? I asked.
Oh, yes, yes. The harvesting spell is a good choice.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
My friend, that spell normally costs 20 gold, and the summoning spell is very, very powerful. Indeed, it's a one-use spell, but it is very rare to find this spell. I haven't had one in my shop for years, but only very high-ranking members of a guild can make such a spell, and even then it takes several components and time to create it to work properly. The summoning spell costs 7 diamonds, my friend. But for you, since you want to make a bargain with me, for all three, I will simply sell all of them to you for the price of 11 diamonds. This might seem like a lot, but please do understand what is involved in making these spells, my friend.
Shit, diamonds back in my world are worth thousands, so I know that summoning spell alone is around $10,000 if I had to guess.
Make it 10 diamonds and you got yourself a deal, I responded. The man stood silently for a moment, then simply replied,
Deal, my friend.
I grabbed 3 toms and walked over to his front desk, and I took out the precious 10 diamonds from their pouch and handed them to him.
Pleasure doing business with you.
I smiled and thanked him. I put the summoning and harvesting book into my sack and held on to the fire magic spellbook in my hands. There was no waiting around for this. I traveled too far to wait, not even for breakfast. I opened and read the spellbook, and I knew.
Congratulations! You have learned the skill of fire magic. Now, and any time you wish to summon the element of fire, you simply have to will it.
I smiled, looking over at Waydell.
Here, hold this, I said as I took off my helmet and handed it to him.
Now my armor is not complete. Let's try this out and hope for the best. I took in a deep breath and held my hand mid-high upside down, chest high, and willed a fireball. It took a second, but a bursted ball about the size of a grapefruit of burning fire hovered above my palm.
Sir, please not in my shop. All magic, please use outside,
Tawab said worriedly. I extinguished the flame and turned to Waydell.
Fuck yeah, I said.
Waydell smiled.
Must be nice to be a human. Not all races are able to just buy a random spell. We have to earn them.
Yeah. Hey, I needed this man. Now give me back my helmet, you turd burglar.
I put my helmet on, and we thanked the man once more and walked outside.
What a beautiful day. Look, Waydell pointed.
In the center market area down the ways from us, we saw a fight in motion. But this wasn't some drunk brawl. There were 2 against 1 big-ass creature. We walked towards the commotion, and I analyzed the beast in front of us.
Name, Moosepock. Race, Skinwalker. Level, 8. Age, unknown. Health, 135 of 350. Strength, 100. Damage, 70. Skills, none. Magic, shapeshifting. Reputation, witch.
Skinwalkers are large witch doctors whose sole purpose is to feed. A never-ending trickery creature who has the capability to shapeshift into anything it touches. This creature is one of pure evil and should be killed on sight if possible. I saw a skinny, dark, hooded man with a short sword and a small dagger on the other hand, along with the man who looked to be half-human and half-demon by the looks of him. He had red eyes with bluish skin with a forked tail. He had one horn on his head, and his whole right side looked pure demonic and terrifying. Dude, we gotta help him. I wielded a fire spear, and a 5-foot spear appeared in my left hand as I unsheathed my long sword from my back with my right. Waddell fixed an arrow and started to imbue its magical arrowhead ready to release. I threw my spear at the creature, making sure I didn't accidentally hit one of the two townsfolk by mistake, making contact with its shoulder. The flame stabbed the beast and disappeared, leaving a burning bloody hole like all the times before. Waddell released his arrow and harnessed another. "Keep 'em coming, brother!" I yelled back to him as I now grabbed my sword with both hands, ready for a jump swing attack. I swung my sword, striking the beast. It roared in pain. It outstretched its arm and grabbed me by the face. I could feel the pressure of its clawed hands trying to crush my skull. Thank God I put on my helmet back at the store. It flung me backwards about 10 feet, falling onto the stoned floor. I leaned over, gasping for air, feeling like I was about to pass out. "Waddell, what are you doing?" I yelled. "I don't know how many more of those blows I could take." Waddell simply released another imbued arrow, making its target. The flash explosion from the arrow made me shield my eyes as I stumbled back onto my feet. I saw the roguelike figure use some sort of magic as a large, ghostly hand formed from the mist that surrounded the man, making a fist and punching the beast right in its face, knocking it to the ground on its back. The demon man jumped with his sword to try to make the kill shot, but was stopped midair by the skinwalker with its long, sharp, clawed hands. It punctured his chest, ripping his still-beating heart from his body as he fell limp beside the beast. The skinwalker started to eat the man's heart while it laid there like it didn't have a care in the world, as it was still outnumbered and it was on its last lifeline. The rogue screamed at the sight of his friend's death and dropped to his knees. I ran back over to the skinwalker and thrusted my longsword straight through its neck and kept it there, letting the flames char its skin. "Why won't you just die?" I screamed at it. Waddell walked up with his bow pulled back with its imbued arrow aiming right at its skull. But right before he released, the skinwalker whacked me again with its giant claw, throwing me off balance, stumbling to the ground.
"You motherfucker!"
I yelled at it. But by the time I had gotten back up from my wobbly balance, Waddell had already released his arrow into the beast, finishing it off. The head exploded into a splatter of flesh, bone, and crimson, and its body finally laid still. I walked, no, I limped over to the rogue, holding out my hand over to him. He looked up with tears in his eyes and took it standing up. All three of us huddled over the body of his friend for a moment of silence, and then suddenly, and the demon man's body puffed into a mist of red smoke and completely vanished right in front of our very eyes.
"What the?"
Waddell spat. "Thank you both for helping us against that beast. It must have taken on a human form in disguise to enter the village for food before we noticed him acting really funny, and then he suddenly attacked us and transformed. Where are my manners? I am Daltonson, Dagger Punch of the Rogue Guild of Myers. My friend was my companion. His name is Matthias. Half man, half demon. He will walk this land again, but for his race, not for another 100 years after his death from above. I am truly sorry for your loss, my friend. My name is Kenjo, and this is my companion Waddell of the Noxdale Forest. We have been battling all sorts of monsters and various creatures of this land, trying to purify it of its horrors and evil. If you are interested, we are always looking for extra hands, I offered. You may find this kind of odd, but that's kind of what we were doing, just on the lines of humans too being monsters. Me being one and agreeing just means I'm not being biased. If you happen to cross me the wrong way, you'll find your throat cut. But yes, let us eat and drink and see if our paths continue on down the road together. Your relationship with Daltonson went from stranger to now friendly. Congratulations! You have advanced from levels 7 and level 8. Making allies and learning about new items and skills can help you not only level up faster by experience, but also help you to stay alive. Let's head over to the Tiny Tim's for a drink and grub, shall we? Daltonson suggested, pointing to the building. Sounds great. I'll meet you two over there. I'd like to check out that smithing...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Fought really quick to see what he could do about my chest armor. They both nodded, and I walked alone towards my destination until I saw the large iron sign which read, Hard Pounding Station. I giggled, smiling, and walked inside.
Greetings, young man. What may I do for you? Swanson's the name and Pounding's my game.
Oh boy. I really had to hold myself back for that one. Good morning. I'm looking to see if you do any repairs on dragon scale armor. If so, my chest plate has a wee bit of damage and would like to get it fixed.
Ah, yes. I could pound just about anything you would throw at me, young lad. For the chest plate alone?
He said, examining my chest, he continued.
Would take about 2 hours and 5 silver coins.
Deal, I replied. I removed my chest plate and handed it to him. I paid the man and said, I'll see you back in 2 hours. If not, I'll be right over there at Tiny Tim's enjoying a little victory against our recent battle in your courtyard.
Ah, oh, that was you. Fine job. Those pesky monsters get on my last nerve, and if you enjoy taking them out, I'll sprinkle a little extra love onto your chest plate for you.
He said with a perverted smile. No, thank you. Just the basic repair would be fine. And thanks again, Mr. Swanson. I walked out and headed into Tiny Tim's, seeing Waddell and our new friend Daltonson sitting in a booth near the left. I sat down across from Daltonson and saw that they had an ale already waiting for me. So, Kenjo, I was telling your little pointy friend here we were actually preparing to head back home to my village to buy some land and build a small home. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Grande Twins Village. That was until, you know, he gestured outside. It's about a day's journey northeast of here. I just asked Waddell if you two lived here and where you were headed. He explained to me that you didn't have a home. Seeing as we're all kind of in the same shoebox now and enjoy taking out these beast bitches, sending them back out to hell, maybe you'd like to accompany me and see my village. For the right coin, you too can settle down there, if it is to your liking, of course. It's all the way up into the mountains, and the only things we tend to worry about are the occasional mountain rock giants and goblins. The giants never come close to our village. They like to be left alone, and we try to do exactly just that. But we have had issues with them in the past when our hunters unfortunately happened to cross paths with one. Outside of that, it's a peaceful place. What do you say? Team up on an adventure and kill some shit along the way? Or do you have other plans in mind, my friend? That was a whole lot of information to just sit down to, but I processed it all clearly along the way. Looking over at Waddell, I saw that he looked genuinely happy about it, which was surprising to me. You okay with that, my friend? Are you sure you want to continue heading further north? Waddell simply replied,
Yes. Do you think I joined your course to stay close to mommy? Let's fucking go.
He replied, slamming his fist down on the table loudly and letting out a laugh. Well, if he is game, then so am I. And I thank you in advance for your companionship and trust. Seeing as you are a rogue of sorts, I bear gifts. I reached into my sack and pulled out the bracelet of mischiefs that I had acquired from killing that sicko before getting to the village and handed it to him.
Oh my, thank you. I haven't seen one of these before.
Your relationship with Daltonson went from stranger to now trusted. There's just one more thing I'd like to let you both know of now, especially you, Waddell, I said. I've been thinking long and hard.
Giggity.
Waddell chimed in with a laugh. First off, how did you... Never mind. Good timing, I said, smiling. I really love it here. Like I had mentioned before, I really wasn't too happy back where I am from, but the one thing that has been missing and weighing down on me is my woman. I have even considered leaving to go back just to be with her. But as you already know, Waddell, I acquired the spell of summoning. If I could bring her here, we could just stay. Maybe find some land like Daltonson mentioned and start a new life here.
How would she take that?
Waddell asked. I don't know. It's a 50-50 shot. Like I said, it's either I go back and be miserable or bring her here and she either loves it or hates me for it. But I have to make a choice. Daltonson chimed in. Go for it. If you want to be here and she's all that's missing, she'll get over it once you lay down the pipe of destiny, he said, smiling. Waddell agreed.
Why would you go back if you don't like it there? Maybe she'd like the change, maybe she won't. Doesn't mean she wouldn't learn to love it here. Plus, you two would be together again, right?
Well, it's settled. I'll grab my armor and meet you two back here, and I'll cast the spell. And please... be on your best behavior if this really works. If it doesn't, I'm burning down that frickin' magic shop. After I let Daltonson steal all its contents inside first, of course, I said with a smile. I left the bar and headed over to the smithing building, picking up my chest armor, examining it. It looked brand new. Wow, I said. I appreciate the fine work, sir.
That is what I do. I pound until I can't pound no more, he replied.
I put on my chest armor and walked back over to Tiny Tim's. I sat down, seeing that there were now 4 large bowls of beef stew with 3 full loaves of freshly baked bread. It smelled fantastic. I was starving too. I ordered an extra for your lass if she comes through to us, Daltonson mentioned. Thank you, I simply replied. I'm going to do this out back. I don't need a crowd, and I don't want her getting any more freaked out than she already will be, I said. I got up and went out of the back door of the pub and went into my sack of holdings and brought out the book of summoning spell. I completed reading the spell and read the enchanting words of power, and a prompt popped up onto my vision. The spell of summonings has been activated. You may indicate whether by thought or by words of whom you wish to summon to your current location. Keep in mind, this is a one-time spell that cannot be reversed. I took a deep breath and concentrated all my thoughts, memories, and love to Denova. My queen, my wife, my love. Just as I did, a 6-foot circular electric bright portal door appeared right in front of me. It literally scared the hell out of me at first, until I saw a 4'11" feminine silhouetted figure cautiously walking through. My heart beated with love, knowing who it was, and that the spell had actually worked. Hello, my love.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.